At number five on our list is the arrest of an IKM Manning teacher on felony child sexual abuse charges. 24-year-old Cassidy Sue Krause, a middle school reading teacher, was arrested on October 20th for sexual misconduct with students following a Carroll County Sheriff's Office and Manning Police Department investigation. Authorities allege Krause molested two victims in May of 2022 and performed sex acts with a 14-year-old victim between January 17th and January 31st of 2023. Krause pled not guilty in November to the three Class C felony counts and three serious misdemeanor charges. It is worth noting she was placed on administrative leave by the district prior to her arrest. Her jury trial is scheduled to begin on January 23rd. Landing at number four on our list is an 11-hour standoff that began on the evening of November 19th in the 1100 block of North Adams Street in Carroll. 38-year-old Perry Anders Edholm is charged with first-degree harassment and aggravated misdemeanor for allegedly entering a neighbor's home and threatening to kill them. When authorities attempted to make contact with Edholm, he refused to exit his house, leading to the 11-hour standoff that ended peacefully around 5 a.m. the following morning. He was arrested several days later. His trial is scheduled for February 20th. Coming in at number three was a car and pedestrian accident in Glidden on August 12th involving an 8-year-old child and a Carroll County Sheriff's Office patrol truck. Authorities say the child, Kason Beekman, was riding his bike and rode into the path of the truck driven by Deputy Tom Franson. Beekman was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital with serious injuries, but he was back home just over 2 weeks after that incident. Looking at number two here on our list, a Carroll man was killed December 11th after two semi-tractor trailers collided at the Highway 59 and 141 intersection. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the crash involved a 2015 Freightliner operated by 23-year-old Hayden Leonard of Millville, Minnesota, and a 2018 Peterbilt driven by 65-year-old Douglas Hook of Carroll. Authorities say the Hook semi was traveling westbound on Highway 141 and attempted to cross the intersection with U.S. Highway 59. The Leonard Freightliner was traveling northbound on the highway and collided with the driver's side of the Hook semi. Hook was transported to Crawford County Memorial Hospital by Crawford County Emergency Medical Services, but died due to the extent of his injuries. And our listeners' top stories from 2023, the top one topping the list was the arrest of 41-year-old John Michael Hansen for the stabbing assault of Carroll bar owner Ben Bading on August 27th. Hansen was taken into custody by the Carroll Police Department early that Sunday morning after stabbing Bading four times in the head and neck area outside of Kerp's Tavern. Bading was airlifted to Des Moines following the attack with life-threatening injuries. He has since recovered but was left with scarring from the assault. Hansen was found guilty earlier this month following a bench trial of willful injury causing serious injury, a Class C felony. His sentencing is scheduled for January 29th. Hansen faces up to 10 years in prison, and again, that'll be decided at that January 29th hearing. And that is going to wrap up the countdown of our listeners' top stories from 2023. I'm Nathan Cones signing off, saying goodbye to the 2023 year and welcoming 2024. Have a great one.